This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Tonight, President Bush and Senator Kerry meet for the final presidential debate. It's in Tempe, Arizona. It's a 90-minute session which, unlike the previous debates, will focus exclusively on domestic issues. We'll start our coverage with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams with some analysis. Juan, let's start with the president here. After the first two presidential debates, what does he need to accomplish in this one?
Well, I think he has to try to reassure people, Steve, that on domestic issues, he's got it under control, but the real issue is still the war in Iraq. Although this session is supposed to be about domestic issues, it continues to be his focus and his main advantage over Senator Kerry in polls. But when it comes back to domestic issues, John Kerry has a tremendous advantage. So if John Kerry is able to keep this debate focused on domestic issues, it could be a tremendous boost for him.
Even though it's supposed to be about domestic issues, if you're the president and his advisors, do you try to figure out ways that every answer works back around to homeland security or the threat of terrorism or something like that?
Absolutely. And I think that what you'll see is that he'll pick up on the whole notion that he feels that Senator Kerry has said that the war in Iraq, the terrorism, these are issues that can be dealt with quickly, and that President Bush is going to say we're in an ongoing war. That's the message that he's going to try to focus on, even though the debate is supposed to be about domestic issues.
Now, Senator Kerry, as you said, is presumed to have an advantage on many domestic issues, although pollsters will say his advantage is not as great on some domestic issues as you might expect for a Democrat.
Well, I think on taxes, he particularly has a disadvantage. That's the one area where President Bush has an advantage on domestic issues. When you ask people about raising taxes, about a quarter of the people in the recent Gallup poll said they expected President Bush to raise taxes if reelected, but 50% said they expected Senator Kerry to raise their taxes. But if you look at the numbers on something like the environment, on health care, on budget deficits, Kerry has an advantage over President Bush, 29% on the environment, 19% on health care, 13% on budget deficits. It's very interesting to me to see how strong Americans feel that the country's headed in the wrong direction, especially when it comes to the domestic policy. Two out of three voters now say that the economy is either fair or doing poorly.
After each of these debates, there have been pollsters who've been calling people and asking who won the debate. In the long run, though, how much do these debates really matter?
Well, so far what we've seen is that the debate outcomes have not directly influenced the horse race outcome of Bush versus Kerry, who's ahead in the polls. But I'll tell you one interesting stat here, Steve, which is that President Bush's approval rating is now 47%. That's the lowest it's been since July.
Juan, in a moment we're going to hear from some voters who are going to tell us what they think are questions that the two candidates still have not answered after the first two presidential debates. What do you think are some fundamental questions that are still unanswered by the two main candidates?
Steve, if you look at what people express questions about with these candidates, it really is going to require that somebody ask or Senator Kerry find a way to get to the issue of Iraq. People want to be reassured that he truly can be trusted as commander-in-chief in the midst of the war on terrorism. For President Bush, it's a little bit different of an agenda. This is a debate on domestic issues, and he has to say to the American people that I understand what you're going through, and I understand that I need to do better. I think that would pay off for him.
Juan, where are you going to be watching the debate?
Steve, I'll be in Minnesota with a group of voters to watch it, as most Americans will watch it on TV and get their reactions.
Well, we'll be listening for their reactions tomorrow morning then. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome.